National Leader.
The just transition is a very high priority. Our top priorities are COVID, economic recovery, racial equality, inequity.
Welcome to Horns 12. My name is Todd.
My name is Ethan.
This is a Razor Cake podcast. That was Anxiety Cat. The song was The State of Now / No Youth off of the Storm Transmissions record. And Anxiety Cat is Rob Taxpayer, who I think is an amazing songwriter. And that record, Storm Transmissions, I think is one of the, what I've heard is one of the best, like COVID pandemic records I've heard, because it's filled with anxiety, anxiousness, foreboding. There's a lot of, I think the use of sound clips is excellent. Yeah, I would highly recommend that entire record. I think it mirrors my feelings about how the pandemic is still going on, even though we're in a lull right now. So,
do you prefer that stuff to the Taxpayers records?
No, I enjoy them for different reasons, but I enjoy them both. Yeah. Let's just. Oh, hold on. We have some notes, and it's a little out of sequence because some astute listeners will remember that we flip flop 9 and 10 horns 9 and 10 by mistake. But in horns 9, we were talking about half Japanese, and Razor Cake contributor Jim Wooster said that they did have some connections with the DC scene or a DC scene. A crowd that include the Velvet Monkeys, but he'd never read of half Japanese being mentioned with Fugazi's group of people. And also, the record label was called 50 Skedillion Watts in the Hands of Babes originally, and it was found by magician Penn Jillette, mainly to put out that half Japanese record Charmed Life. So there you go.
We should dig deeper into Penn Jillette's musical tastes. And
funny you should say that, the segue. He also put out some other half Japanese. Plus, he put out one great Mo Tucker album.
Okay.
Penn Jillette's band, Bongos, Bass, and Bob, put out an album that featured Thorazine Shuffle, a college radio semi-hit in some places.
Do we know what Penn Jillette does in the band?
No, I don't know.
I'm going to find out after this.
Maybe Bongos. Bongos is my guess, purely a guess.
He's the bongo man.
Yeah. All right. So you're doing the first block.
All right. Here's a block of odds and ends and stuff I'm, again, not super familiar with. This is hitting toward the end of my initial list of songs, I'd say. I've got some new stuff coming that I know a little better.
We are prepped through 15 right now.
Yeah. So. Yeah. This was the tail end of me thinking we were getting... you know, close on wrapping it up.
And then the snake didn't eat its own tail.
No. You know? So there's, the well never runs dry. All right. First song's going to be Houseplants by Squid.
What do you know? Anything? Got anything?
Nothing. Perfect. Not a thing. I've listened to their record. It's pretty fun, but yeah.
All right.
Nothing about them.
Welcome to Horns 12.
Yep.
Fear in your eyes. Rotten cesspit. read and it could break the spell. But the flood goes on and I can hear people say, is there something wrong between you and John? It'll embarrass you cause you hate the way I had to write this down. Yes, you hate the way I had to write this down. Tonight I've loved you more than I've done for months. It made me feel so young, so hungry, so angry. Made me feel so young, so hungry.
Coming in hot, Ethan. Sorry about that. Just squeeched him. All right, you're up.
Oh, we're up. That song was hectic, huh?
Yeah. There's some surprising things about that. The surprising thing is it was on Discord.
Yeah.
Not something that I was familiar with.
I had no idea.
Black Eyes.
Yeah. And I was saying that song was confusing my brain whenever the two singers start going
right
at it, doing different things.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, remind me, the elements of that reminded me very favorably of Bikini Kill. Very much enjoyed that.
Agreed. All right, so that was Black Eyes Deformative off the Black Eyes LP on Discord. Started off with Houseplants by Squid off the Bright Green Field LP. And then we did Medium, a song called Hungry So Angry from the Glitter House LP on Cherry Red, which I guess they're like a early 80s UK post-punk band.
Yeah, Cherry Red released a ton of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start with that catalog. They just picked up everyone and everything.
They seem to do a lot of licensing too for the for United States. Yeah, it's all over the map, and it's tons of it. Yeah.
All right. After that one was Mika Miko, Zombies Take One from the 666 12 inch on PPM.
And you saw them several times, right? They play. They were regular band.
I even played drums for them once.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
yeah.
At a show with Lydia Lunch was the headliner.
Interesting.
Yep. My one time. And then they didn't invite me to their final show where they had everybody that ever played with them. I don't know what I did.
You fucked up.
I also used to live with Michelle, who was a guitar player in that band.
and so the two sisters went on to form Bleach. That's correct.
Okay, yep.
Gotcha. Yep.
And then after that was Maximum Joy with the song Stretch from the Stretch 7-inch. I think there's a recent 12-inch that got reissued of all that early stuff from them, too.
Very reminiscent of the Slits, even to like vocal inflections, too. But,
yep.
You know, more Slits.
I should have branded this whole block as the Slits block or Slits influence.
We can still write that in there.
I mean, yeah, I guess I'm doing it now.
Yeah, all right. So, I got the pen.
Yep, and Maximum Joy has a connection to Glaxo Babies.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure we played that Christine Keeler song on a prior episode.
58% sure we did too.
Yeah,
or it's coming up, or it's in process. There's a lot of moving parts here at the Horns Podcast.
Indeed.
HQ. Is that it?
Gotta keep up. That's it for me.
Okay, we're gonna go into some hip hop. This is Kendrick Lamar's Rigor Mortis, and this is a shout out to Rishba for turning me on to Kendrick Lamar several years ago. She was the first person to bring his name up, and I do appreciate it. So here we go.
All right, here we go, third take. Real quick, Ali. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson with madness. Now just imagine the magic I like to ask is, don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He dead.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Church.
He dead.
I killed him.
Amen.
Bitch. And this is rigor mortis, and it's gorgeous when you die. Ali recorded and I'm Morpheus, the matrix in my mind. I'm out the orbit, you an orphan and a hairdresser combined. I'm on the toilet when I rhyme. If you the shit, then I decline. I climax where you begin and then I end on cloud nine. And that's important when you morph into an angel in the sky. And don't be forging all my signatures, my listeners reply. And tell me that you biting style, you got a hell of an appetite. And I'ma be here for a while, just buckle up before the ride. Or knuckle up if you can fight. We always making them duck or die. A suit and tie is suitable, unusual is suicide. CSI I just might investigate this fucking parasite.
He dead. Amen.
That's what they telling me. Aim it at your celebrity. This is studio felony. Ferragami to many and cool enough for the 70s. Nigga, payback's a bitch. And bitch, you been living in debt with me. Dead, I'm all in especially. Leave a call on his mother voice. Mother, say that he rest in peace. Big ol' chopper, the recipe. Wrestling, that's irrelevant. Rather rest at your residence. Whistling to the melody. Couldn't think of a better D. Better be on your P&Q. It's just me, J-Rock, Soul, and Q. Solar system and barbecue. Nothing else you can do.
He dead.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I killed him.
He did. Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask who your favorite rapper.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I cracked the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask who your favorite rapper. I rapped them and made them Casper. I captured the likes of NASA. My pedigree to fly faster. How fast are we to the pastor? We all are sinners. Once you sinners, the Bible study faster. Yo, hypocrite is reaction of blasphemy. I assassin my casualty and it's casually done. And tell them my salary coming. Lumps of 100s. Don't talk to me about no money. The sun is under my feet and I come in peace to compete. I don't run. If you rather leap, my statistics go up in weeks. And I go visit the nearest creek and I get busy. Yo, many MC really ballistic. Anybody can see any assistance. Everybody that sees some persistence. Recognize I'll be really too vicious. The permanent beast and the demolition. Breaking up the street. Better partition. Better dot your T. Honorable mention. How the ball you see. Putting my dick in the rap industry. Everybody bitching. Getting mad at me. Recognize Kendrick in a battery. And I'm charged up in a catastrophe. It's charged up in hard density. And y'all fucks never could hassle me. And y'all luck just ran out. You'll see.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He did.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, and we're back. So that last song was Mujeres Podrías, Hijos de la Frontera, off the Muerte en Paraíso. I always thought it was Paradiso. Paraíso. Basically, it is, the band's name is Rotten Women, Sons and Daughters of the Border, and Dead in Paradise is what I believe it is. On Beach of Pediment. I really like that band. Pretty new within the year. Before that was Night Marchers, Roll On, from the Ale Ale LP on Swami. That you will notice that is John Reese at the helm of that, who are awesome. And before that was Young Gov and the Scuzzes, Not In It for the Good Times, from A Love Too Strong on Southpaw. And Young Gov is Ben Cook. Ben Cook's been in a ton of things. I highly, highly recommend Marvelous Darlings. He's also like the fifth, sixth member of Fucked Up. And
there's an order to the members of Fucked
Up? Well, he's like, when I saw them perform, he wasn't in the band. And so he's been in the band.
Oh, he joined late?
He didn't join at the beginning. I don't know what the timeline is, to tell the truth. Or he may have recorded, but he didn't tour.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. Like Green Day has an extra person that's never on any of the publicity.
They got photos. A few.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's like six people in that band now, and you know three of them still.
Right. So yeah. So Ben Cook, he may be now known as a member of Fucked Up, is, you know, in the publicity photos, but talking historically.
Got it.
2004.
I've always thought of him as, a member of Fucked Up.
Okay. He may have been there from this first day.
Okay.
And you said he was in No Warning, too.
No Warning.
Yeah.
Hardcore band.
Bridge 9.
Yep.
Okay. And, and before that was the Delta 5, or not the Delta 5, Delta 5, song Color, off the Singles and Sessions 1979. And this band formed in the same art school in Leeds University as Gang of Four and the Mekons. So there's your triangulation for that.
I first learned about that band because of LeShock.
Oh.
They covered Mind Your Own Business.
Huh. Oh, interesting. That's good.
Thanks, LeShock. They introduced me to a lot of things.
Yeah. I just remember Asshole Andrew from that. And also he was one of the first people I saw that had the lipstick kiss tattoo on his neck.
Oh, yeah. That's a groundbreaking tattoo.
Groundbreaking, right. on the cusp, on the edge of everything. And starting off was Kendrick Lamar, who we both think performed at the Super Bowl, but we don't know. We don't. I'm not quite sure. Don't follow the Super Bowl that closely. All right. Here you go, Ethan. Ethan's block is coming up.
Back to me. What is this one? Yeah, this is all just a bunch of random stuff thrown together in no particular fashion.
We should name it that.
Yeah, got it.
All right.
First song's going to be Suburban Reptiles, song Megaton.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
I'd only close my eyes, I wouldn't see the things that you do. This might be the right place, might be the right time to tell you what I'm thinking. You'll be hearing violins, she'll be wearing a wedding dress, but
so sometimes you have just one straggler French Oi track that you don't know where to fit in with anything else, and
true,
you get it at the end of that block. Resolute by Swingin' Porkies off the Pas Remasterise LP.
You're pronouncing it like I do.
Yeah, I usually leave those to you.
Usually get to fuck them up.
Yep. All right, before that was Human Switchboard, Say No to Saturday's Girl off the Who's Landing in My Hangar LP. Before that, Hazel O'Connor, Give Me an Inch from the Breaking Glass LP.
From the movie of the same name, correct?
Yep, that's where I first heard her, was watching that film.
Did you enjoy the film?
I remember enjoying it fine. I'll watch any movie that has like fictionalized music or, you know, bands.
Right.
Follows any sort of, musical story.
So you're a big fan of The Commitment?
Yeah, I enjoyed that one. Exactly. I remember watching that back in high school.
Yeah,
it was a fun one.
Yeah.
And then before that, we had Runal Juice Ostatni Mur by Tilt from the album or 7 into the same name. Polish band. And
not the Berkeley band.
No, not the Berkeley Tilt.
Right.
I guess you wrote here, name is a pinball reference. Sure.
Yeah.
Tilt, yeah. And then kick things off was Megaton by Suburban Reptiles, a New Zealand punk band.
Oh.
Yep.
Interesting.
One of the first two. The other was The Scavengers.
Hmm.
And that was from the Megaton 7-inch.
Fantastic.
Yeah. We're also going to dedicate this to the late Chris Bailey, who is probably responsible for us doing this podcast.
Absolutely. The Saints are probably, I think Ethan and I both said this, the Saints were the first punk band that I heard that had horns, like, fully integrated into it.
Totally stood out.
And unabashedly, it was an instrument that you can consider as punk. I would say that in X-Ray Specs would be the two. I can't remember which I heard first.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it's more just part of X-Ray Specs, whereas you had a whole Saints album first that didn't have any horns, and then they open up their next record with just blaring horn section.
True.
Really hits you.
Yeah, great stuff. Yeah, condolences to Chris Bailey's family and friends and members of the Saints. Yeah, great, phenomenal. If you haven't heard The Saints, haven't listened to their records, I recommend you just do that.
Yep, that second album is as good or better than the first one.
It's so good.
Every time I listen to one, I think it's the better one.
I just go back and forth with them.
Yeah.
So we're talking about I'm Stranded and Internally Yours, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Just for helping people out.
Yep.
All right, so I think we have some background music there, Ethan. Is it Penguin Paradise? Is that what it is? Up.
Something about penguins.
Yeah. That was my cue word for him to look at. That's what I thought it was. Yeah,
good news. Found one.
All right,
North Pole Penguin by Piero Piccioni.
Let's
get a little volume. Okay.
Nice. Hey, you. Yes, you. Anyone has the potential to be a Razor Cake contributor. If you don't see or hear what you'd like covered, lend us a helping hand. If you're knowledgeable about DIY punk, are open to the editing of your work, can meet deadlines and follow instructions, we'll consider your contribution. Drop us a line at razorcake.org/contact. If you've enjoyed this podcast and want to support what we do, please order a subscription to Razorcake Magazine at razorcake.org/subscribe. Get 112 pages of DIY straight to your door every 2 months. Interviews, articles, comics, and reviews of bands that you definitely aren't going to find out of the checkout lane or even those fake indie websites. Razorcake.org/subscribe. This podcast is supported by the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors to the Los Angeles County Department of Arts and Culture. Any findings, opinions, or conclusions contained herein are not necessarily those of our grantor. All right, we have one last song, and I knew the song way before I knew the band. Many of you who are punk fans will know the song Goo Goo Muck. And also you may know the Cramps did a lot of covers. So this one is a cover that they did. And it's by a band, Ronnie Cook and the Gay Lads, from the Goo Goo Muck 7-inch on Audan, Audan Records. And that's it. So horns 12 in the bin, Ethan.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's blow it. Thank you for listening. We'll be back sooner or later with Horns 13.
See you, dummies.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, I turn into a teenage goo goo muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets. looking for something that is nice to eat. You'd better duck when I show up, the goo goo muck. I'm the night headhunter looking for a head. With the way out body underneath that head, I'll get you, baby, with a little luck. I'm a teenage tiger and a cuckoo muck. You better duck when I show up, the cuckoo muck. City is a jungle and I'm a beast. A teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want the most and still I'll take the least. I'm the cuckoo muck tiger and a teenage beast. Show up, the cuckoo muck. And bang, baby, like I've been telling you. I'm the cuckoo.